On the phone with me right now, though, I've got a man who, I think he's been living a party, I think, for the past sort of 3 or 4 days. Definitely living a Vardy party. He's the hashtag Vardy lookalike, Lee Chapman, the man who has made national and international news by hanging out with the man himself. He's on the phone with me right now. Lee, how are you?
I'm good. I've been hanging around London for nearly most part of the day now. It's just mad. My head's a bit spinning, but I'm just taking it all in as it comes, really.
I can imagine it must have been a crazy sort of 48 plus hours for you, especially after Leicester won the league on Monday.
Lost for words regarding Leicester winning the league. Still in denial about it, actually. It's still not quite hit home. I don't feel like I've really celebrated it or cheered yet. It's quite weird.
Yeah, it must be a little strange, really. I mean, nobody would have seen this coming at the start of the season, and that's why the odds of 5,000 to 1, I guess. But just watching how they played, and especially with the goals that Jamie was scoring, and it was just seemingly written in the stars, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that one that he got against Liverpool at home, I was sitting there in the cop end, it was coming right at me. So I've seen it come in. Best goal I've ever seen in my lifetime, so far in my life.
That
was
an incredible goal, that wasn't it? That was absolutely unbelievable. That boy he's been on fire this season,
Hope he does well at the Euros as well.
Yeah, well, let's hope he does get selected in the squad, and I'm sure he will do. I'm sure Roy Hodgson can't ignore him. In my opinion, right, before we get on to talking about yourself, I wonder if you're on the same of this. He's surely got to start Kane and Vardy, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Surely.
Definitely. Without doubt, it's got to be, isn't it?
It's got to happen. Yeah. Roy, come on, get listening to us. We know the score here. Lee, it must have been crazy throughout this entire season. Obviously, you look like Jamie Vardy. That's what it's all about. You're the Vardy lookalike. You've got your own hashtag, which I'm super jealous about. But throughout the season, as Leicester's star began to rise and as Jamie's star began to rise, did your phone basically just start getting ready to blow up a little bit?
When Jamie signed for Leicester, it must be about 4, maybe 5 years ago now, when I was working at a different company, someone did mention that I looked like Jamie Vardy then. But obviously now it's completely boomed to something that's slightly out of control at the minute. 8 months ago, I think, it was when it really started outside the ground, because I'm a season ticket holder anyway, down the ground. I get bombarded with people going, Jamie Vardy, Jamie Vardy, Jamie,
It's just been crazy, hasn't it? It really has. And, I can only imagine that the amount of calls that you're getting, obviously, from the agency that you're with, which is the one that was on Channel 4, isn't it? The documentary one,
The lookalikes.co.uk.
And obviously,
it's Andy. Oh, come on, Lee.
you remember his name? Come on, really, you do.
I know, I do. It's Andy. No, I can't think of
it. It's Andy and James, isn't it? James Austin's the guy who I was speaking to earlier on today.
It's been a long day. It's been a long day.
They'll forgive you. Don't worry about it. It's fine. It must have been absolutely crazy just to see that. And obviously, these past sort of 48 hours, sort of maybe a little bit longer than that, You've had the chance to hang out with the man himself and go and see the team and not just kind of sit there watching them as you do, but you've been on the bus with them and you've sat with Jamie. Just explain what it's been like.
We beat Swansea 4-0 last Sunday. Beat Swansea 4-0. I got caught outside the ground by Cheeky Sports, who do some stuff for Soccer AM. They put a video up online called The World's Greatest Vardy Lookalike. It just went mad. My Twitter feed, which I hadn't touched for about 3 years at the time, went just mental. They got in touch with me, the lookalikes. Then I got signed up with those. They're going to put me on the next season, in season 2.
Excellent.
That is going to happen. Then Sky contacted me and got me down London on Soccer AM on Saturday, just gone. A company got me VIP tickets for the Old Trafford game, which was a company called Nisbet's Catering Supplies. Thank you guys for that. That was an experience of a lifetime. Then obviously we drew, so we didn't win the title there. They went down to the Chelsea Tottenham game. We were all obviously behind Chelsea at Leicester, and they did us proud. To be fair. Sky called me, said that they want to meet me tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 o'clock outside the King Power Stadium. Now, I'm a postman, work for Royal Mail. Most rounds take about four and a half hours to do, so I know that it wasn't quite doable to be at the ground for one if I was going to walk. So I ended up running the whole round.
Wow.
Literally, minute by minute. And as I was running around, BBC Radio Leicester was on the phone to me tracking my progress.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, it's
yeah.
just crazy.
I got to the ground for 1 o'clock, did the interview with Sky Sports. And as I was doing the interview, the bus with all the players on, the coach with all the players on, like, was just going by. All the players and staff were banging on the windows and pointing at me, come on, come on, come on. And I'm looking at myself going, me? And they're like, yeah, come on, come on. And the door's open, there's Claudio Ranieri. First word you said, Jamie.
That's brilliant.
We've got two Jamies now. So it's just mad. I mean, I sort of broke down for about 30 seconds. I thought I was going to weep like a little girl. But I held it together and, turned to my right and all of them went, way! As I do, taking photos. And you're just a good bunch of lads. Just banter on the bus, they're just absolutely bonded. You can tell they've worked together, they've played together, and they're bonded. That's why they've won the league.
I think
not a bunch of overpaid. They're a good bunch of lads.
I think seeing that, you know, when obviously all the footage was going off and we saw it on various players' Twitter accounts, that Jamie was having the party at his house on the night that Tottenham were playing Chelsea. It just shows that is a bunch of lads who you just said who are together, who are willing to do anything for each other. They are absolutely ready to just lay down.
Sorry, mate, I'm on the radio.
And jog on you. He's on the radio, eh? they're ready to fight for each other so well, and it's just been such a great story. And I guess to be part of that must be an unbelievable feeling. And being on that bus with that team who must still not really have a clue what is actually going on at the moment must be unbelievable. Well, what did Jamie say to you when you sort of sat next to each other? Obviously, we've seen the picture here. What did he say to you?
He said, you're not as good looking as me, mate.
Oh, there he is, giving it the big one.
It was FaceTiming his missus at the time. It's not quite his missus, but it will be soon. I believe they're engaged, aren't they?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
And he just sort of put it to my face and she just went, ah, that sort of thing. So, yeah, it was quite funny. I just lost it, really. It's all a bit of blur, but at the same time, it's not. You know, I turn around to my left, there's like Robert Hoof and Wasilewski sitting there ripping me. Turn around, you've got Schmeichel, Mahrez behind him, you know, you've got Danny Drinkwater sitting in front of me to my right. I was in dreamland more than winning the title at the time. It was mad moment.
And that's a fan.
It didn't finish there. The coach went to town, to San Carlos, where they all went for lunch. And I thought I was going in, which I believe I was.
Yeah.
But I didn't quite make it in, but there's another story there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Is this another story for another time, or is this one now?
Oh, it's up to you.
Get it, mate. Hit me with it. Go for it.
Right, okay. So I've got just about to sort of go in with after the players, because they all go in, or the security staff go in, and they're trying to authorise me to go in. They shut the doors on me and shut all the curtains to stop all the fans from bombarding it, and they said we'd be back out in a minute. As that happened, a lady in red worked for Vauxhall.
Yeah.
They're coaching up. Pulled me to the side, says, James, she says, your helicopter's ready, 10 past two. But, pardon? Your helicopter's ready for 10 past two to Manchester? Photo shoots with the FA. So, no, I don't know nothing about it. Because, have you not spoken to your agent? Because, no, let me speak to my agent. Me being a bit ditzy as I am, I phoned my agent and I was like, Jay, that's my agent's name, do you know anything about a Manchester photo shoot at all? Like, no. Do you want to speak to her? Yeah. So I put the phone to her ear, and she spoke to my agent for about 3 minutes. Apparently, the deal was 150 grand going to the FA in Manchester, something to do with Vauxhall.
Wow.
I said to the lady, you sure it's... Who's going? Is it me? She went, yeah, of course it's you. And, as in, me. And she went, yeah, Jamie Vardy. He went, no, I'm not Jamie Vardy.
Oh, my word.
As this is all going on, I missed my chance to go into San Carlos with the Leicester lads, and I missed the lunch.
And you missed out on a big deal, going up to take a photo shoot with the FA umpire.
Yeah, and then Jamie storms out, gets in his car and shoots off to do it.
So, stolen that as well.
Yeah. So I wish I'd never said anything. I just got in that car and just got in that helicopter, because there'd have been some stories in the paper today.
There certainly would, mate. There certainly would. As a fan, though, just ran this off, as a fan, you know, next season, you're going to be in the Champions League.
Yeah, people seem to think that we've got some sort of pressure and stuff. We're just going to enjoy it. As fans, we're just going to enjoy it. We're in the Champions League, man. That's a quote from Ranieri himself.
Dilly ding, dilly dong.
Dilly dilly dong. Yeah, it's just Champions League. I don't think we'd be bothered if we didn't do well in the league at all. I think it's just Champions League. We're going to be hosting some of the biggest teams in Europe. You know,
Just taking part
in that is just phenomenal.
Real Madrid. Yeah. Barcelona.
Yeah, PSG, hopefully, or Bayern Munich, you know.
Atletico Madrid, yeah, you know. Some of these big teams could be coming over. Juventus, there's some class sides that could be in that Champions League. Well, Lee, look, thank you so much for coming on today. Really appreciate it. I think you should go and get yourself a little bit more rest, mate, and enjoy the rest of your day.
I've still got more to do.
He's still going. The Vardy party continues. Lee, thank you very much for joining us, mate. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Take
Cheers,
care.
Man. You too.